This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Third hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, some flirting tips. Johnson's going to share those with us. We, in the last hour, had Jacob on the line, though, calling us from New Jersey. And, Jacob, we're going to bring you back here and continue the conversation because, you know, you said you've been researching libertarianism and you believe you've found some problems. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please correct me if I'm wrong here. But essentially, you brought up the idea that if the state were to go away, that there would be a power vacuum and other people in search of power, warlords or other state people would come and fill that vacuum. Johnson pointed out in response that that's not really poking holes in the ideas of libertarianism, and that the idea of libertarianism is that you should not use the threat of violence in order to achieve political or social goals. Obviously, we're at a place in time where most people do not understand that. They won't use violence in their own personal life. They would never consider using violence against their next-door neighbor or their family members or you know, somebody at work or whatever, but they are totally fine with using the auspices of the state to enact violence on people because, well, that's the system, and they don't even really realize the violence that they're asking for. So go ahead and shoot back or tell me if I got something wrong.
Actually, my next point relates to exactly what you just said. So you think there's, like, a certain universality to morality, right? Like, individuals wouldn't initiate force against each other, so why should this broad system do so, right?
I wouldn't say that. I think different people have different interpretations of what morality is.
So what I would submit to you is I would question the legitimacy of saying there's a universality of morality in the sense that just because one individual can't be from... I know, but I'm... Okay, but... I feel like that is.
I said it's not okay to use. So one of my values or morals is that it's not okay to use violence to achieve political or social goals. What you're saying is some people think it is okay,
and we're not disagreeing on that.
Okay. But
you're one of those people, right? You're one of the people who is willing to use violence to achieve your goals.
I'm not personally willing to, but I'm willing to be part of a very broad system that does it in a controlled way, I think.
Well, you should join a country where they all believe that and keep me out of it.
Well, first of all, to suggest that the government does anything in a controlled way, I think, is to ignore the reality, the fact that their own rules are ignored by their own agents on a day-to-day basis. So even though it may appear on the wide view to be controlled, like, oh, there's this constitution. Ah, they've passed these laws. They're written down words on paper. Men with uniforms are enforcing them. There's a court system. There's a man in a robe. You know, it appears as though everything is very orderly. And but the reality is they just do whatever it is they want to do, and then most of the time don't get called on it.
I think the problem is that a lot of people get scared of this idea of anarchy because whenever we talk about anarchy, people start thinking chaos, right?
And, which is why I don't talk about it. But
you do. Right. Well, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but people are going to think that way.
Sure.
And so I don't think this guy's wrong about the idea of a power vacuum. So, it's very possible that, you know, a government comes down, people get scared, they're looking for somebody to take care of them, so they bring on the next dictator. That's very possible. However, that is not, for me, enough justification to say, well, just because I'm worried about something that might happen, I'm not going to still be against what is going on right now, being enslaved by a group of people who believe they have more power over me.
Jacob, would you describe yourself? I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here. Would you describe yourself as alt-right?
No, I don't think. I sort of used to be in that camp. I sort of used to be a libertarian. Then I realized I was being a bit too too, like, dogmatic about it. Like, I didn't really believe that this kind of system was sustainable.
I don't think
well, it's not really a system. Hold on. How is
that
libertarianism
dogmatic?
Wait. Libertarianism isn't a system. It's the absence of a system.
What I meant by dogmatic?
Sure.
Sorry, what? What I meant was by dogmatic was I felt like I was giving libertarian ideas legitimacy before really looking at them, because I was saying this broad idea, this broad philosophy is automatically correct, and I feel like it's not a...
Well, where does it break down? Where in your mind...
For any philosophy, you shouldn't do that.
I'm with you. Where does it break down? Give us a specific example of where you think, you know, the use of the threat of violence or actual violence to achieve some sort of social end, some kind of goal, where should that happen?
When it comes to the government monitoring certain things on the internet, for example, certain things that probably shouldn't be on the internet, that
what?
Kind of thing. Like, I feel like we need...
Dude, that's your first example?
You're saying you believe the internet should be censored?
That's about the dumbest example you could come up with for the first one.
But I want to make sure I'm understanding.
I'm talking about, like, child pornography, nothing like normal.
You're saying the government should have the ability to censor because child pornography exists?
And I'm saying, I think it's not really, that's basically what I'm saying. But also when it comes to things like driver's licenses, when it comes to tracking systems.
See, here's the problem with where you're coming from. Your fears about the things that you think are dangerous are what are leading you towards embracing the idea of authority, which ultimately will only lead to you and your life being invaded and controlled. If you want to, you know, stop child pornography, then you're going to need an all-seeing, omnipotent state that would have the ability to raid anyone's computer or, you know, have some sort of spyware on everyone's computer at all times, with something even larger and more intrusive than the NSA monitoring all of that information, and, you know, people being rounded up because of suspected problems. And then, of course, you know, how do you prove who it was who was using the computer? I'll just throw them all in jail. I mean, it goes down a very, very dark, dangerous road. Of course, you know, libertarians for years have talked about the roads. There are plenty of objections to libertarianism because they feel like government needs to take care of the roads. But of course, there are private roads, and, you know, they can have rules for things like insurance and driving ability and things like that. So I don't think anybody is against the idea of
Disney World. Disney World has some great highways.
They sure do. And I don't think anybody's against the idea of making sure that the roads that people drive on are safe. And it's okay to use violence in response to a threat, or to use violence in response to an actual violence. So we're talking about, as libertarians, we oppose the use of the initiation of force. And you gave the example of child pornography. The initiation there would be like a mass hacking campaign like the FBI has been engaging in and is trying to continue to get the authorization to engage in. See, the thing is, Jacob, when you demand that other people be controlled, then you're opening yourself up for yourself to be controlled. Is that what you really want?
Okay, I think you guys are going to beat me on these philosophical, on these broader points. But can I try to get one more thing across? I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Sure.
So I think this might come across as strange, but I feel like you guys have a different view of philosophy than normal people. A view that most people will not be able to attain, whether it's because of their intellectual level or whatever. I don't think it's a view that they'll be able to attain. They won't be able to understand it, and it won't be achievable because not enough people will think of the world in this sort of worldview.
That doesn't make it wrong, though.
Well, you may be right about that.
It does not make it wrong, but it makes it so unachievable that, like, what's the point of talking about it? That's what I'm
saying. Well, because I believe in it. I didn't move here because I thought it was going to be easy. I moved here because I believed in it.
And because we weren't making any traction anywhere else, probably because of what Jacob's saying is, you know, like, people do believe in violence. They do believe fundamentally in the ability to control their neighbor, that if they vote in enough strength that they'll be able to force their neighbors to do the things that they want them to do. And I think that's what we're trying to overcome here. We're literally trying to create a movement that can persuade people to these ideas, that can show them, and thank you, by the way, for the call tonight.
I don't know, you sold me. I'm going to just head to church this Sunday and just, you know, obviously I just need to join the sheep mentality here because, you know, having unique ideas and thoughts is just such a horrible thing.
Well, that's the thing. Somebody has to start with a unique idea, right? Like, the world is round. You know, those kind of ideas came out, and they were fought against for a long time.
Yep.
And the ideas of liberty are being fought against, and that doesn't mean they're worthless or not worth arguing for. We'll continue. This is Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't been able to put your idea into action, you're in luck. Free Talk Live, we're partnering with HostGator to offer you a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. to give you 30% off their regular prices. What you do to get the deal is you go to hostgator.com/FTL. Now, hosting your own website or blog can be an intimidating process if you're new at it. But HostGator makes it easy. They've actually got a simple one-click, easy installation of WordPress, which is like the content management system for blogs. That's what almost all of my websites are running, except for Free Talk Live. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about downtime. Get the special offer of 30% off for Free Talk Live listeners by visiting hostgator.com/FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David on the line via Skype. David, are you with us? We have David on the line. David going once. David going twice. We'll put David back on hold. Maybe he's having some microphone issues. In fact, let's go to a different Dave. This one's in New Hampshire on the line. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to express some observations regarding the New Hampshire election today. In my experience at the polling place,
okay, go for it.
So there are these, I want to explore the idea of poll worker as, you know, enemy of the people. Not necessarily based on all that much that I experienced today, but partly what clued me into this was seeing that video of you having the literature ripped out of your hands by a poll worker.
A few years old at this point, but yeah, that happened.
Well, it's getting worse in the sense that there are additional laws that I think went into effect this year, which much more severely restrict what you can do in the immediate vicinity of a polling place.
Yeah, one of the new rules is you can't wear any campaign materials into past a certain point. So you could not wear a shirt for one of the candidates into the polling location.
So this isn't the most important issue on the planet, but I still get excited when I hear this concept of you need to wear fewer clothes or you need to wear more clothes. Because it's some of the same SOBs at Concord. They're saying, well, that woman shouldn't have that shirt on. Well, they're the same ones who are saying she shouldn't be able to take it off.
Yeah, I would say it's an outrageous rule that they've put into place, and it may even be unconstitutional to say that you can't even wear whatever shirt you want to while you're going to vote. The idea is that you'll influence people if you walk in with that candidate shirt on, and you're not allowed to campaign past a certain point.
Like they haven't already made up their. If you haven't already made up your mind as you're going in to vote, then why are you voting?
Right.
Well, I like his name the best.
Yeah, I wasn't going to vote for that guy until I saw that campaign T-shirt on the dude as I was walking in. I mean, come on.
Who are these people?
That's pretty ridiculous.
It is.
What else did you want to share, Dave?
But this is something that's begging for civil obedience, right? Because it would be really nice to have a pretty lady walk in there and be told, oh, you can't have that shirt on. Okay, well, I guess I'll just take it off, right?
You know, get video of that,
we're guaranteed to go viral, but I can't supply the pretty woman, so.
All right, so I tried to get Renee to go and vote today, and she wasn't willing to go and do it.
We've got some advice for Dave that might help him a little bit.
The flirting tips. We'll get to that coming up here. Dave, great idea. And we've got another chance, though. This is the primary day today. If we send Renee in there with some sort of candidate T-shirt on, she could then maybe take that off if they tell her to take it off. That would make some awesome video.
Well,
that
you have your shirt that says Freeman on it.
That's true. That's a good point.
Well, they would ban a shirt that said Ian Freeman on it, right?
Well, Ian has a shirt that says Freeman.
Well, yeah, so. I was running in the Democratic primary, but I'm going to be eliminated as of tonight.
Right.
So I don't know if they would get upset about that at the general election. Or, you know, if you could put right in Freeman or something like that, and then it would become illegal. Dave, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate it. Maybe we'll find somebody to pull that off at the general election. I think that would be cool.
That'd be some great activism.
Yep, let's go to Philip. And it probably would go viral, too. I mean, topless girl.
Yeah, totally.
Philip, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I wanted to talk about a little conversation I had with my son tonight.
Okay.
We're coming home from dinner, and And I was observing, you know, my partner was reading a post on Facebook about more athletes, kind of this anti-nationalist thing spreading where they're not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance or flags or things like that. So I thought that was pretty cool. I said, maybe they'll stop paying taxes pretty soon. So then that my son asked, why are taxes real? My son's 8 years old, so he asked, why are taxes real? So I answered to him, I said, well, you know, if you took a gun and pointed at someone or threatened to point it at someone and then say, give me some of your money or I'm going to shoot you, then that would be called theft, right? He's like, right. I said, well, if the government does it, they call it taxes. And he says, and so he answers, so if the government does it, it's okay? As a question, I said, well, they'd like you to think it's okay, but it's still theft. It doesn't make any sense, does it? He said, no. So even an 8-year-old understands that taxes are theft.
Right.
And I just wanted to call up and share that story with you guys.
I think it's a lot easier to convince a child these ideas than a lot of old people that have decades and decades of indoctrination.
Absolutely.
That you have to work through.
Thank you, Philip, for that call, by the way. I really appreciate it.
A kid, thank you, you know, guys. You teach the kid the golden rule, and that's about all they need to figure out what's going on with the world.
Skype sounded so good in that call, you could hear the crickets in the background. That was awesome. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. You have some flirting tips for us, Ralph. We're about to get into a topic about how to flirt, tips on flirting. What's Ralph's
oh, my God. You should go straight to having sex with a black female, as I told you before, to relieve yourself of the white guilt. I see, it's the last time I called her.
What are you talking about?
Me.
Send my way?
You put me. You see, hello, white guilty, and good evening to you, another one.
Can you do me a favor and not scream into your phone? It's hard. It kind of like, you know, breaks it up, breaks your voice up a little
I
bit.
I love how he can't even say any of this crap with a straight face.
What do you think? Did she get turned on if I called her an animal?
that's a wild one right there. That's a wild one right there. He was let out of the cage and, you know, in his best, call it best or worst element, apparently in New York City, by the way.
Hey, Ralph, are you married?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
When's
not.
When's the last time you went on a date? When's the last time you went on a date, Ralph?
I work day and night. I'm trying to survive with the economy of Obama, so no time for that.
He's working too hard. You're working
were
too
you
hard.
Were you in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies by any chance?
No, I'm not. But since you put me in a category of being, you know, quote, a racist, this thing out of the playbook of, you know, Hillary, the basket of deplorable playbook, okay? If I'm that, okay, which I'm not, but it's part of the course for me being that, okay?
Yeah, sure.
What do we consider Obama then?
Good question. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
All right, we're going right back into your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to David. He's on the line in New Mexico via Skype.
Hey, can you still hear me?
Yep, got you loud and clear this time. Go ahead.
Good, good. Facebook, but first of all, two things quick. Sarah in Albuquerque, do you know how she listens to you when she listens? I know she doesn't listen, like you say, to the most of the program. She listens while she's on hold. Is she listening only over the phone?
Probably.
I suspect yes. Unless she's listening to us on Kiva some nights, but most of the time she calls, we're not on Kiva, so she's usually not listening at all. Then we'll call in about some random.
She's one of these callers that like wants to be a broadcaster but can't.
Well, there's a certain crew of people who have figured out, hey, these guys will take calls from anyone, and that's kind of what we do, so they call a lot.
Exactly. But, yeah, she does whatever social justice work. She calls the local stations, too. From listening to her, I think what's going on, though, is that she does not have a computer, and you're not on the radio, and so the only time that she hears you is on the phone. And
calling lines. Listening lines that people could listen on their phone if they want.
Yeah, she's got an Obama phone, so her minutes are limited, I think is what the problem is. So anyway, but before Facebook, you're talking about libertarianism, government, and stuff. Yes. This government that we have is already well outside of the law that put it in place, and I'm sure you won't argue with that.
Nope.
There, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We're already, I guess the phrase is post-constitutional. They're not, the law that established this country, they're not even following that law anymore, which by definition in my book makes the government literally illegitimate. And so in my book, this government we have is literally.
If they don't
not
have to follow their own rules, then why should we?
Exactly. Well, that's what the Declaration of Independence provided for a situation like this and gave we the people the right to just get rid of this government and replace it with one that suits our needs.
Because I'd just rather get rid of it and forget about replacing it. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing, because if forgetting about replacing it is the same as replacing it with a government that meets your needs.
Right.
So if not a government is the government that meets your needs,
good
then
point.
You follow the we have that permission, that right already.
Yep.
You know,
not only that, but here in New Hampshire, Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights actually enshrines the right to revolution, which is very, very similar to the concept of the Declaration of Independence. David, good call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Great to hear you on Skype, by the way. You sound nice and clean and always better. Because he's been calling us on the phone lines, and it's an upgrade. Thanks for the call tonight, dude.
How do you describe the right to revolution? Do you know what's in that article?
Yeah, that's just, forget about that. I mean, how's that going to go? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, I'm sure, like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. But.
Well, I mean, I've tried to bring it up in court before, and obviously the judge doesn't really care.
You have the right to revolution until we bring in the Bearcats.
Right. It says here, I'll read it for you, Cody, and then we'll jump into flirting. Government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. So it sounds pretty good, especially that last line.
Yeah.
The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. Now, the problem with this article, one of the problems, is that it says that all other means of redress are ineffectual. So in order for this to apply, you have to show that all other methods of redress are ineffectual. And, of course, people would argue that, well, you could still vote changes into place. And by the way, the New Hampshire primary is going on as we speak, or I guess it ended at 7 p.m. Eastern time, but the reporting is now coming in. And with about 46% of the precincts reporting, I have racked up 1.4%.
There you go.
Nice.
The Democratic primary votes for governor thus far. Johnson, tell me about the story here from, was it Ask Men?
Ask Men UK again.
Tips on flirting.
Flirting tips from professionals. These people are paid to flirt.
Paid flirters.
They want to show you how it's done.
How does that even work?
Well, they say here, being devastatingly charming isn't just for the Clooneys and Goslings of the world, you know. Across boardrooms, bars, and used car showrooms, you will find professional flirts.
Hmm.
People who practically have sweet-talking etched into their job specifications. But what's the secret to keeping smoothness switched on for 8-plus hours a day, and how can you activate yours for personal gain? Yet, we're thinking women. Read on. The bartender they've got archetypes here. So I'm going to just lay out what the archetypes are, and then we can talk maybe about a few of them. I don't know if we'll get to all of them. But the types are: the bartender use self-effacing humor. The food delivery PR have a 10-minute goal. The butler never stop listening. The consultant pay appropriate compliments. The marketer use your head, literally. The PR approach people thinking the worst. And the account exec latch on to similar experiences. So let's go into the first one here, which is the bartender. Use self-effacing humor. Being able to take the proverbial, I don't know if I can say that.
A word on the radio?
Yeah, it's like it's English, you know, slang.
English slang? Can you start spelling it?
P-I-S.
Oh, yeah, it depends. That's a tough one.
Well, to take that out of oneself is highly effective in creating an instant rapport. It immediately relaxes your peers. Then they feel they're able to poke fun, which is essential in most relationships. Mm-hmm. It also washes away intimidation or arrogance, two states that make people feel uncomfortable. When I was bartending, I made a mistake when it came to a family's meal. But because I was friendly in handling it, was very apologetic, and took the pee out of myself, they gave me the biggest tip I earned in 2 years.
Hmm.
That's from a former bartender. The next one, food delivery PR, have a 10-minute goal.
PR?
Yep, public relations.
Ah, okay.
My aim in every meeting is to make someone feel relaxed and comfortable enough with me that they take They talk about their personal life within 10 minutes of sitting down. I pick up little details. If they mention their new flat, I'd ask them about their flatmate's apartment, for those of you who are
right.
married.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Flat Mike.
Translation. Yep.
I also quickly say something personal about myself. It helps people open up. The best topics to get people talking are where they live, who they live with, how long they've been at their job, what they did before. It naturally moves into where they're from or relationships. And that's from Rose McCullough, who's a PR manager for a food delivery service. So, female advice. The next.
Asking open-ended questions is very, very important,
yeah.
right?
Yep. The butler is the next one. Never stop listening. What works for me when having to listen carefully is simply blanking out the rest of the room so they appear to be the only person there and repeating what they say in my head so my mind and attention don't wander.
Mm, okay. Sometimes it's okay to repeat what they said out loud, I would think, as yeah. well. Just
and this guy's
sure.
a butler. Like, I guess he actually is a butler, so that's, you know. A tip from someone who's, like, you know, obviously a listener.
You've got more tips?
I do.
But I bet Sir Real's got some as well.
Oh, hey!
Sir Real is on the line calling from Every Nightclub. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, Sir Real. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, you know what I'm saying? But I hear you talking about flirting there, and I just wanted to pass a little congratulations on to Johnson, who had a little breakthrough, I believe.
He's got a bunch of women beating down his door right now.
I mean, I just, you know, it's... I just made a choice to stop looking for a deep relationship is essentially what happened, and I decided that I'm going to just meet some people, you know?
That's the greatest plan of all. We all want deep relationships, but before you have a deep relationship, you got to have a shallow relationship, right?
Sure.
Exactly. So, the plan is, go for a bunch of shallow relationships. And by that, I don't mean one-night stands necessarily, but just have fun, and then you learn.
Not necessarily, he says.
Well,
would you call them? Practice girls? Are they practice girls?
They are, until you want them to be something else.
All right.
Surreal, yeah, you got more? Like, hang on, dude. We'll bring him right. back here. He's always got a lot of wisdom. He's spent a lot of time with the ladies. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More tips from Sir Real and Ask Men as well as we continue here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you dial now, 855-453. And especially if you've got tips for flirting. Now, we started with some basics from the Ask Men story, and there's several more that you have for us, Johnson. But Sir Real has called in, and he has been a mainstay of the Mac here on Free Talk Live. He has been very, very, I think, you know, he's got a lot of expertise at this. We're going to get back to him here, and you can also join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, and if you want to support the show, please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you find there, and then just get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Surreal, you're back. Other flirting tips, you were talking about, you know, just having some relationships, some short-term relationships, some practice relationships before you actually try to turn one into a long one.
Right. And women do this all the time, right? They look around, they sample the guys they're with, they try to find out who's funny, who's successful, who has money, who makes them laugh, who has confidence, and then they go on to someone else if they don't like you. Why can't men should do this too, is what I'm saying.
Do you think women are? Do you think women are better at dating than men are?
Oh yeah, sure they are.
I kind of think that too.
They've got more to lose. They've got more to lose, and they can be more careful. And don't misunderstand the games that they play. They're tests, which are based in evolutionary biology.
Yeah,
women also communicate a lot more than men do.
About this kind
of stuff.
They're better at this.
From youth. They're
You mean with one another?
Just years in advance of guys on that, because they're constantly talking to one another, you know?
Women are naturally better at emotional communication, so they're going to be good at this stuff.
I don't know if it's necessarily natural. I think it's societal. I think that,
maybe,
that guys from kind of youth are trained to bottle up emotions and not really talk about relationship success or especially failure. You know, and girls, I think, will talk about failure and bad dates and all that stuff all the time. So they're learning from each other, and guys aren't.
If you're a guy and you're opening up, you're being
gay, talk about failing in a relationship, you're just going to get made fun of. You know, like that's what's going to happen.
Opinion about women and their communication. I think women communicate with more mode. You know, body language is better for them, facial expression, tone of voice, but those are imprecise methods of communication, men rely on specific words. And so we are sometimes more able to get our ideas across more accurately.
They get
many ideas across and then mix them up. So many women will say they're, you know, they have psychic powers with their friends and they know what their friends are thinking. They don't. They just assume they are. And it's easy to test. And this can lead to miscommunication. And
no, you don't believe in telepathy?
No, of course not. But it's important to believe, to pretend that you do. In fact, it's a great flirting technique. To do palm reading, to do cold reading, to do some silly tricks and tell women that...
You're not getting into, like, pickup artist stuff, are you? Because I've heard all
of
this.
It's a total pickup artist.
Right.
The palm readings. All right.
I don't like some of those techniques. I think they're a little cheesy,
you don't believe
at least for
in
me.
Them.
Well, not only because I don't believe them, but also because I find them a little cheesy. However, I do think that you can kind of twist those into, you know, what works for you. So I think that, like, for example, maybe not necessarily like cold reading, but observations are very good. If you notice something
about a girl, you do like an accent.
You know, like maybe she has an accent. You mock her accent a little bit. You know, make fun of her a little. You know, just playfully, obviously.
You're more pickup artist stuff, right?
No, not necessarily. That's just being a friendly person that you're interacting with someone. You want to be fun. You just want
to be fun. Now listen. Okay. I want Cody. Cody, you need to understand. When I say palm reading, I'm not saying palm reading as if you believe in it. I'm saying palm reading like a joke. Like, it's a funny goof. And then you make fun of her for believing in it.
We're talking trickery here. Okay.
We're talking fun.
Well, if we're duping the broad...
Just to clarify something. Surreal, are you talking about reading someone's palm as a flirt or on a date? I'm not clear on that.
As a flirt, as a goof.
And you could do it either way, I mean.
Well, of course. And then you end the line, you end the poem reading by saying, you see this line here? That's your dork line. I can't believe you fall for this stuff.
Right.
Well, it works in a lot of ways, right? Because you get to actually touch them on their skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Works for all ages. It's just one of many techniques to flirt. And the other thing I want you guys to understand is we talked about multiple relationships. Now, listen, this isn't serious relationships. And remember, these girls have friends. And if they like you, you will meet their friends, and one of them might become a serious relationship.
Yeah. Mm. I have a question. How do you feel about astrology? Like asking a girl her sign?
Well, personally, I don't believe in astrology. So if I would ask, I always ask a girl her sign, and then I make fun of them for believing in that stuff.
Okay.
And I laugh about it. And if she does believe in it strongly, then you ask her what her totem, her animal totem is, you know, and then you have fun and you goof. You treat her like your bratty little sister, and then you go and talk to the guys nearby. Seriously, talk to the guys. And if you can't talk to girls, talk to guys first. And every woman, because they're more picking up social cues, will see that you're the guy talking to multiple people, and they'll see that you have confidence, and they'll want to talk to you.
Always got good advice, Surreal.
Is it better to have a wing man or a wing woman?
Surreal?
I think I had a cold spot there. What's that?
Is it better to have a wing man or a wing woman?
Either way, wing women, you know, give you lots of social proof, is what it's called, that you have female friends, which automatically moves you out of creeper zone in case you're going to be there.
Yeah. Yep.
But couldn't the female wing person also C-block?
Why would she do that if she's on your side?
Well, maybe she is, maybe she isn't.
Well, you never know what's going to happen when you're, you know, you're there and you're, you know.
Yeah. She wouldn't be your wing woman if
I got you.
Yeah. So here's the other thing.
You got to find one you can trust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just a friend. You go out with a friend. Hey, be my wing woman. Great. And boom, that's it. She knows what she's there for, so let her know. I'm going to meet other women.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So if you ever run into a C block, what you do is you say, hey, wait a minute. Are you the C block or my friend too?
You
hit a cold spot on us.
Say again.
Wait a minute. Are you what?
you know, if you come across a woman who's obviously the C block, you just pull her out and say, hey, wait, are you a C block? Because I'm a C block for my friends, too.
Oh, so you just straight up pointed out. Really?
Absolutely.
You call them on it. Wow.
Hey, and that's, that's what the test women do. This is a test that are important that men have to pass. And it's important that men pass them. And don't think of these as games and lame and game playing. This is important stuff because women are at risk of being raped and impregnated and beaten up. So they have to make sure.
Murdered. Women are afraid of getting killed, you know, like.
Right. Give them a break. Understand where they're coming from. Let them test. And it's okay. It's really okay. You got to deal with it and have fun with it.
Surreal, always full of good info. Appreciate it. Good luck in the clubs tonight. Every nightclub, that's where he is. Thanks for the call.
That's a good point. Don't take it personally that women aren't going to trust you right off the bat. Because they've probably dealt with a lot of creepers before you.
You probably don't trust them right off the bat either.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, like, oh,
some guys do. You know, they just,
okay,
I like you.
The next succubus that's going to break my heart, you know. I mean, yeah.
Justin, pick another. We're not going to have time for the whole list at this point because we had some expert advice.
Let's try and burn through what we can. So we got the consultant. Pay appropriate compliments. If you like someone's top shoes or glasses, say so. It's always nice to be complimented, but never compliment people on things they can't change, e.g. physical looks, seedy and inappropriate. Also, look people in the eye to show interest and that you're paying attention. I'm deaf in one ear, so it helps a lot to look people directly in the face. It's amazing how many people tell me how sincere I seem for doing that.
Is there a difference between looking in the eye and staring at people?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The next one here is the marketer. Use your head, literally. If you're trying to get someone to agree with you or you want to inspire confidence in what you're saying, when you respond in the affirmative, e.g., yes, sure, of course, nod your head slightly at the same time. That's, you know, obviously good. You're
mirroring,
and, you know, starting that yes momentum.
To go back to the eye contact thing, generally my understanding of good sales techniques, and in this case you're selling yourself, is to try to mirror, we're talking about mirror the eye contact levels of the person that you're with. So if you notice that they're not good at making eye contact, don't, like, try and stare them down.
Find out what they're comfortable with.
Right, but if they are good at making eye contact, go ahead and give it to them.
Yeah.
Out of time for tonight. Maybe we'll pepper some more of these in over time. Always appreciate your input as well. So join us tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live. It's been Ian, Cody, and Johnson with you. Don't forget to check out Cody on his show, Off the Air Live. Go to offtheairlive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more Cody waiting for you there. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.